V'zeh b'chinas ha'sfira she'soifrim hayomim. Now we'll understand how we accomplish this by simply counting the days. Kishom lemalo b'chinas chochmo ilo ein shayach shum mispor klal. Because up there, in the spiritual realm, up by Hashem, there is no concept of numbers, of counting. Hashem is infinite. Everything about Hashem is infinite. Hashem is above the concept of time, space, any physical boundaries that we can perceive of. Hashem is out above and beyond all of that. Ki ein shom b'chinas yomim u'midos. Because up above in heaven, there are no days. There are no midos, measures. Kishom hulamala miyazman. There, it's above the concept of time. Vishom ein shaykh mispar klal. There, counting has no application whatsoever. Ve'ikra mispar hu rak lemato. B'mokim sheyesh tzimtzumim. The whole concept of counting only exists down below, in this physical world, where there are constrictions, there are boundaries. Bebechinas chochmotato, sheshom kol hayomim v'hamidos. That's where you have days and measurements. Veshom shayach sfira, and that's where the concept of counting applies. V'alkein soifrim sfira soimer. This is why we count to the omer. Kidei lekasher bechinas hasfira, dahainu lekasher kol hatzimtzumim shem bechinas sfira. In order to attach the numbers, the tzimtzumim, the constrictions, kishom shayach mispar. Because in our physical world, numbers do apply. Everything is numbers and measurements. Vishom hu bechinas kol hayomim v'amidos. This is where all the measures of time and space apply. Lekasher hakoil lebechinas oimer, we want to attach it all to the oimer. Shehu bechinas hischabrus chochmat hator bechochmo ilo, which is the concept of taking the lower level chochma, the intellect of this physical world, and connecting it to the spiritual realm, to Hashem. Ki be'emes kuloi chad. Because in reality, the truth is, it's all one. Ki chochmo ilo v'chochmotato be'emes kuloi chad. This spiritual wisdom and all the wisdoms of this physical world are really, really all one. Ve'oz zoichin b'shavuos b'yoyim hachamishim l'kabel ha-toiro shehi b'chinas chochmo ilo, b'chinas shara hachamishim. And by doing this throughout those 49 days, on the 50th day, we are zeicha to receive the Torah, which is the Chochma Ilah, the 50th level. Ve'oz mischaber Chochma Tato b'Chochma Ilah. And that's when the Chochma Tato becomes perfectly connected to the Chochma Ilah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, the opening Pasuk of the Ten Commandments says, Vayedaber Elokim Eskol hadvorim oile. Hashem spoke all of the following words. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Shehoyo Oz b'yoyim ha-chamishim, which took place on the 50th day, u'kamo shepirish Rabbeinu Zal posuk ze, ayin shom. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this posuk in chapter 91 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, he shows there that Elokim always means constriction, judgment, harshness, judgment, limitation. Elokim is Hashem's name of Midas Hadin. Vayedaber, dibur, is a concept of attaching. There's a pasuk that says, there's a Mishnah in Ksubas that says, Ra'uha medaberes, that if they saw a woman speaking with a man, that shows a connection between them. So dibur means connect. Elokim is chochmat hator, the lower chochma, the tzimtzum. S, the word S, represents Chochma Ilah, from Aleph to Tav. The word S spans the entire spectrum, the whole gamut. So we're talking about uniting at Matan Torah. When Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibrois, He was making the Kesher, the Chibur, the Vayedaber, between Elohim and S. Shehu bechinas hischabrus chochmat hatoa bechochmoyla. This is the connection between the lower chochma and the upper chochma. Shehoya al yedei matan Torah, which took place at the time of that grand finale at matan Torah. Ki al yedei shenimsera hatoyra letachtoinim boilam hazeh, because Hashem giving the Torah to us earthlings, to us in this lower world, in this physical world, this helps make that connection between the chochma of this world and the chochma of the upper realm. By us earthlings, us inhabitants of this physical world, which is the place of Chochmah Tatoa, by us accepting and fulfilling the Torah, Shehi Bechinas Chochmah Ilah, which is pure spiritual knowledge and wisdom, Hashem's wisdom. Ki al yedei Torah mekashrin kol hachochmois v'achiyus shel zeh ha'olam l'Hashem Yisborach, because it's through the Torah that we attach all the knowledge and all the life of this physical world, we plug it into Hashem. We mentioned in the previous year, if you look at the mitzvahs of the Torah, tzitzis, we're taking sheep, wool, and we're using machinery to sew it together to make these tzitzis. This is all taking the chachmas of this physical world. We're taking the inhabitants and the knowledge of this physical world and elevating it to a spiritual realm, to connect it to Hashem, to spirituality. And therefore, klal ha-Torah nikreis tzedakah. The entire Torah, one of the nicknames of the Torah is tzedakah. As the pasuk says, "Utzedaka tihielanu," it will be considered a righteousness. The word "stucka" means charity. The word "stucka" is also miloshin tzedek, righteous, justice. It will be considered a tzedaka to us, a charitable act. Kinishmor lasos, if we will fulfill all the commandments of the Torah. That's what the pasuk's referring to over there. Ki klal haTorah. Because as we just explained, the whole concept of Yiddishkeit, Judaism, Torah, is the connection between the Chochmah Tatoa and the Chochmah Ilah, Shezehu Bechinas Tzedakah Kanal. And that's what the mitzvah of Tzedakah is all about, as we mentioned in the previous shir. Tzedakah is taking the little guy, taking a person who has something that's lacking. He's lacking money, he's lacking food, he's lacking clothing. He's in a state of chisorin, just like the moon, we said. The moon represents something that's lacking. It's very rare for a moment in the month that it's full moon. Other than that, it goes through different stages of filling up and decreasing. The moon, the chisorin, the pigima salavon, it's called, represents all the deficiencies and defects of this physical world. And it's through our hishtadlus, through our mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, through our Torah, we're filling that in. We said that the oni, the poor person, he corresponds to the moon. He's lacking. He's in a state of feeling a major chisorim. And by a person giving him, by filling in his chisorim, the one above, that's this union between the chochma ilah, chochma tator, the one who gives it to him. It's called, the pasuk says, ashrei maskil al-dol. It doesn't say ashrei sheiten momoin ladol. Fortunate is the person who gives money to a poor person. Ashrei to the person who gives sechel to a poor person. Because when a person is poor, he's in a state of constricted consciousness. He can't think that well. When a person is under pressure, financial pressure, doesn't have a house, doesn't have this, doesn't have that, when he feels that chisorim, his mind is constricted. The Gemara says that there are certain things that give a person harchovas hadas, expanded consciousness. What are they? Dira noya, a nice residence, a person lives in a nice home, kelim noem, isha noa, he has those things, he has harchovas hadas. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is an outstanding example of this connecting between the Chochmah Tatoa and the Chochmah Ilah. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. This is the official close of this halacha. And now Rav Nosson Zalei adds two short appendixes. Shaykh Leil, related to what we just learned, paragraph Hey, Ki Iker Milui Halavono Hualidei is Sarusa de la Sato canal. We had mentioned in a previous year that the filling in of the moon is dependent on human initiative. It's dependent on initiative from below, from the physical world. That's why we have the Kiddush Levana. A person will say, what do we have to talk about the moon? Hashem is dealing with the moon, isn't he? No. The answer is no. Hashem has given the moon over to us, in a sense. He's put it in our hands. The moon is a reflection of our deeds. When we're good, when we're doing well, the moon is filling out. When Chas Hashem, we're going against Hashem, the moon shrinking. Its light is being diminished, in a sense. V'alkein ha'koil nasa al yedei ha'tzadik. And this is why all of this is accomplished through the tzadik. He is the master of his sarusa delasata. He's the one who knows best what needs to be done and is in a position to guide the Jewish people to do what we need to do to accomplish our mission here. V'alkein kishat tzadik niftor yesh tzar l'Hashem yizbor kavyachol kanal. This is why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, on the chapter that this halach is based on, that when the tzadik passes away, Hashem is pained by this. Ki yefshir shiyishaber chochmat hato b'chochmo ilo ulahalois hashchino me'agolus ulamalois pegima salavona kiim al yedei hatzadik. Al yedei ma'isov hatoivim shubchinas esarusa delasata, because it is impossible to bring together the lower chachma and the upper chachma, and to take the shechina out of exile, to take the spirit of Hashem out of its state of exile, and to fill in the deficiency and the defectiveness of the moon, other than through the tzaddik, through his good deeds. Shehu b'chinas isarusa delasata. That's this initiative from below. Shezeo b'chinas ha'koychovim shenosan Hashem Yisborach lahalavono lohofiz daita. This is the concept of the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, where the originally Hashem created the sun and the moon equal. The moon came before Hashem with a complaint. Can't have two equal God. We can't share the throne together. One of us has. So Hashem said, you're right. You shrink. From now on, the sun is going to be greater. The moon is going to be smaller. So the moon said, what do you mean? Just because I asked a logical question, that's why I have to become smaller? Hashem said, you know what? You're right. We'll throw the stars in. You'll have the stars serving with you, so you won't be so small anymore. Your light will also be bright. Rav Nusnal says the stars are the koychovim. The stars are the tzaddikim. As the pasuk says, umatzdike rabim kakoychovim. They are the support for the moon. They're the ones who appear. They're the ones who console the moon, that our good deeds, all of our good deeds, will restore your light to its full measure. Shenosa, exactly. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, umatzdike horabim kakoychovim. The righteous people are compared to these koychovim. Hainu, hatzadikim, shehem matzdike horabim. Matzdike horabim literally means those who improve the multitudes, those who make the rabim, the multitudes of people, into tzadikim. Who are the ones who do that? The answer is the tzadikim, the leading tzadikim. They're the ones. Kihem mezakim es kol hoilam. They are the ones who bring the entire world into zechus, into merit. Kihem malin kol hachochmos shel kol hoilam, because they're the ones who have the ability to take all the chochmos of all the people in the world, afilu mehorishoim, even from evil people, wicked people, even people from other nations, umalin umekashrin hakoil Hashem Yisborach. And they elevate it all and plug it into Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas ha'iskashrus chochmat ha'Torah b'chochma ilah. That's the concept of uniting the chochmat ha'Torah and the chochma ilah. U'kemavoyer heitev b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains thoroughly in Likutei Moran, chapter 91, that this halach is based on. Ayin shom heitev. Study it well there. You'll see what it's about. There, Rabbeinu Zal discusses, why is it that we find at times tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, talking to regular people? No, these two are so far apart. Like, what does he have to do with him? And not only that, There are times that we find tzaddikim speaking to non-Jews, or even to Rishoim. What's that all about? Rabbein Azal explains there that when the tzad, and again, he's not speaking Torah to him, he can't give him a shir in Baba Metzia because this guy doesn't know what a Gemara is. So what is he speaking about? He's speaking about worldly issues. The great tzaddikim have the ability to go down and to mingle with the world and to be able to speak to them on their level. Rabbein Azal says, why is he doing that? What's being accomplished with that? The answer is, the tzaddik represents the Chochmah Ilah. He is wall-to-wall Torah, wall-to-wall spirituality. He is going down and connecting with these people who are all about Chochmah Tatoa, secular wisdoms, the wisdom of this world. And by his making that connection, he's making a connection between the Chochmah Tatoa and the Chochmah Ilah. And thereby, that gives him the ability to elevate it all, to plug it into Hashem. These tzaddikim, when they make contact with people, even with Rishoim, they have a way of injecting something, some particle of Hashem, some particle of spirituality, of goodness into these people, and thereby making this connection that brings about tikkun ha'olam, the tikkun for the entire world, which is dependent on this union between Chochmah Tatoa and Chochmah Ilah. The 49 levels connecting with that 50th level, that's all wall-to-wall spirituality. Paragraph Vav. Now back to the topic of tzedakah. V'alkein pidyon shvuyim hu mitzvah gedoyla. And this is why within the framework of charity, one of the highest forms of charity is pidyon shvuyim. When a Jew is taken captive by non-Jews, to be able to rescue him, to be able to extricate him from there and bring him back to his people, that's called pidyon shvuyim, hu mitzvah gedoyla. This charity of Pidyon Shvuyim is above all other charities, whether it be supporting hospitals, yeshivas, kimavura b'Shulchan Aruch, as is explained in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeh, the chapter that deals with tzedakah. Why? Ki be'emes kol hatzedakos hein bebechinas Pidyon Shvuyim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the reality is, all types of charity are actually a form of pidyon shvuyim. Ki al yedei hatzdokos male kamo nitzutzos hakdoshim min hashivya v'hagolus. Because by giving charity and by performing acts of charity, we are rescuing sparks of holiness that fell into the realm of tumah, that fell into in exile. We're extricating them from exile, and we're restoring them to their original height. He's taking the spirit of Hashem out of exile. That's why it's also a form of pidyon shvuyim. Knows Rav Nosson Zal saying the whole concept of tzedakah is a concept of pidyon shvuyim. It's taking something that's fallen, something or somebody that's in a fallen state, and lifting them up, restoring them to their original position. You get a person who's out of a jar, who doesn't have parnas, doesn't have this, and he feels like nothing, chas v'shalom. And a person takes that person and lends him $5,000 to start a business, or he gives him a jar, he does something to lift that person up. He has taken this person from his state of golos. This person was in prison. He couldn't go out of his house. He didn't have where to go to, that kind of thing. And he released him from this imprisonment. He released him from that constricted consciousness. Now the person can think, they can smile, they can talk to people, they can relate to people in the world. Rahmanul Islam, we know that when people are in a state of poverty, Rahmanul Islam, the person is closed up. He's like that. That's one of the worst prisons imaginable. He's imprisoned inside of himself, Rahmanul Islam. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, kishayesh pidyon shvuyim mamish. Therefore, when we have an actual, tangible, physical example of pidyon shvuyim, dahainu she'echot mi'Yisrael shovui chas v'shalom, meaning that a Jew has been taken captive by non-Jews and they're not allowing him to have his connection to Hashem or to his family, to his people, to his community, then zehu ikar mitzvah hatzdokah. That's the essence of tzedakah. That's what tzedakah is really all about. Ki kishi Yisrael shavui Hugolus Hashchino Mamish. Because when a Jew is in captivity, Hashem is in captivity. The spirit of Hashem is in captivity. Each and every one of us has part of Hashem inside of him. This neshama, this chelek elekamimal. V'alkein ayidei tzedaka zu shel pidyon shvuyim humale beyoser hashchino mehagolus v'ashivik avero. Therefore, when a person performs an actual example of pidyon shvuyim in physical form, he is actually, that's one of the highest forms of elevating the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem. Shezehu ikar b'chinas ha-tzedaka. That's what tzedaka is really all about. V'alkein, tzedaka zu gedoyla mi'akol. And this is why the halacha describes this type of tzedaka as the highest, the best. Baruch Hashem.